That's our theme song by the Friends of Don Quixote. Thank you, Friends of Don Quixote.
I wonder where they are now. We should host a reunion.
Yeah, we should. We should. The show is 7 second delay.
Excuse me.
I'm the co-host, Ken.
The show is 7 second delay. I'm your host, Andy.
We have to do an emergency alert system
Ken
test.
Is my deputy.
Are you ready to do an emergency alert system?
Is there
test?
Really such a thing we have to do?
Well, we can wait till the end of the show and do it then.
No, I'll do it now. What the hell is it?
No, let's do it at the end of the show.
Is there an emergency?
No, just testing.
Well, why during our hour?
Because I was supposed to do it during my 3 hours this morning.
But you couldn't find a spare moment?
Couldn't.
It was so tightly programmed?
Yep.
Just one song segueing perfectly into the other?
Man, I had flow.
You had momentum?
Yep.
Wow. What's that like?
It feels great.
Yeah, it must be. You're in the pocket.
Yep.
You're in the pocket.
Yeah. Nothing else exists.
Yeah.
Man, it's the best. It's the best feeling there is.
As opposed to our show where everything else exists. So you didn't get time. You couldn't find a moment to do the emergency broadcast.
No, I couldn't. It didn't seem worth it to interrupt what was happening. There was such magic in the air.
What kind of person would look out their window, see a giant meteor heading toward Earth, and say, I better tune in WFMU. I better get my instructions.
I can tell you.
We've got the apocalypse coming. I wonder what Ken and Andy would advise.
A developmentally disabled person.
Yeah. What percentage of our listeners are developmentally disabled?
I don't know. We didn't poll for that last
week. I know. It's not a rhetorical question. I know the answer. 83%.
No.
83%.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
Where have you been when these phone calls come in?
We did a whole poll last week.
Well, we didn't ask developmentally disabled.
Yeah, but come on.
You come on.
The results were very, very enlightening from last week's scientific poll.
Yeah, we took a listener survey. You want to sum them up?
Yeah, we took 76 calls.
Yeah.
And
that's a pretty good sampling, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's enough to get a snapshot of our audience.
Yeah, and it came up with...
We divided into four categories, mm-hmm. Race, religion, sexual orientation...
And gender. Gender identity, yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the results? What did we learn?
Well, we learned that 78% are straight.
78% of our audience are straight?
8% are gay.
Okay. Is that about what you pictured? Is that what you would have guessed?
I don't know, because I didn't guess ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And 14% are other.
Right.
Yeah, you know, trans.
14%.
Yeah, 14% that's identified pretty, as other.
That's a pretty large slice of the pie.
It's a lot. 88% were white.
Right.
6.6%
my homeboys, my brothers.
6.6% were Hispanic.
6.6, okay.
4% African American.
4% African American. We should give a shout out to them. Do you know their names?
Nope. But I know the 1.3% who are Asian.
You
Herb.
You know Herb personally?
Herb. I do know Herb personally.
We should give a shout out to Herb.
Hey, Herb. Way to represent.
That's Ken greeting our Asian listenership personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
75% were male.
Gotcha.
16% female.
Well, that's not 100%.
And about, no, I'm sorry, 75% male,
yeah.
21% female.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay. We're close to 100%.
And 4% other.
Gotcha.
And then in religion, we had 18.5% belonging to the Christ-based religions.
18.5, yeah. Okay.
9.2 were Jewish.
Yeah.
15.8% were other religions.
Okay, they believed in God, but subscribed to other religions.
Yeah, Baha'i.
Gesundheit.
Hindu, Gesundheit. That kind of thing.
Yes.
And 55.2% were atheists. Why do you laugh at that?
You wouldn't understand. It's a little joke between me and God. No way you'd understand. God and I sometimes do a little bantering on the side. You're not invited. He's a very funny fellow.
Is he really?
He does a great Columbo impression. Oh, he's great.
Huh. Well, and your idea tonight was to identify these percentages.
No, you know we're in for a treat when it begins with, and your idea.
That's right.
Yeah. That is maintain deniability.
Yeah, your idea.
Yeah, you and Richard Nixon. Distance yourself from any responsibility. All right, what was my idea, Ken, as opposed to your brilliant ideas? Go ahead. My idea tonight
was to pander on a percentage basis.
Yeah.
To these different groups.
Was to mold a show based on what we now have the information. We now know who's listening.
Right.
We should mold a perfect show. We should give something to everyone. A little slice of the show to everyone.
Don't you think?
Long overdue. Ken, for 25 years, we've been flying blind. Mm-hmm. We've had no idea. We've assumed everyone listening was just like you and me. Very, very, very wealthy white men.
Well, I'm not very, very wealthy.
Hold on. Well, you're handing me a note.
Why are you crumpling up my note?
Ixnay on the Elfway.
I am the loudest note passer in the world. This is what it sounds like when I
don't mention the trust fund. I'm getting all your notes. Okay.
Thank you to Nick the Bard, our Foley artist, for the sound effects of me passing notes.
Well, let me see what you wrote.
It's okay, Nick. Wait till you hear Nick doing horse hooves. All right, so we've been on the air for
forever,
almost 11 minutes, and now we are going to dedicate 12 minutes.
So it's going to be proportional,
right?
We're going to divide the show up into quadrants.
Yep.
And each quadrant, we're going to, one quadrant will be gender, one quadrant will be sexual orientation.
One is race,
and one is religion.
Yeah.
And in each quadrant, we will devote a proportional amount of time to our listeners.
Right.
Based on last week's listener survey.
And if you fit into one of these groups.
Well, you fit. Everyone fits into one of these groups.
Not necessarily.
Even Herb, yes.
Well, yeah, Herb does.
Yeah, everyone. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, good point.
So that's the whole idea, Kenny. It's something for everyone.
Well, no,
you
race.
Stick around. Don't change the channel. Just stick around. If if we're doing a segment that doesn't apply to you, don't get discouraged.
No, we got
the
nothing.
The next segment will.
We got nothing for Pacific Islanders.
Well, because they're not listening. Nothing. Don't you understand how it works?
Nothing for people from the Middle East.
We struck out with them. They're not listening.
No Hopi.
Screw them, baby.
No Lenny Lenape.
Yeah.
No American Indians at all.
Why would we program anything for them? We now know they don't love us. Well, they don't care about us.
They might be out there tonight just because they weren't out there last week.
Well, I'm sorry.
But every other category has other. So, yeah. So let's start off with sexual orientation.
Okay, that's our first quadrant.
And we based on last week's survey,
yeah,
we can devote 9 minutes and 20 seconds to being straight.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, straight talk starts now.
If you're straight, give us a call, 201-209-9368, and we'll talk about being straight. Straight people, what are they like? John Cusack movies? Boz
yeah.
Skaggs? They love Boz Skaggs?
Straight people?
I think that's been my experience with them.
The sweet lowdown? That's playing in all the straight clubs you go to?
They love Boz Skaggs. What else do they love?
I think they like a lot more than Boz Skaggs.
Well, that's not the whole list. Did I mention John Cusack?
Yeah.
They're not scared of spiders?
I think a lot of straight people are scared of spiders.
Okay, maybe that one. Maybe
yeah,
that one
my wife is on. Straight, and she's terrified of spiders. You have all these misconceptions about straight people.
I've only met three of them.
Well, you're a straight person yourself.
Yeah.
Well, this is going great. We have 8 minutes and 20.
I love hot. If I'm straight, I could just go by what I like. Right?
Tuna fish sandwiches.
Hot pockets. Sleeping 9.5 hours a night.
But these are things that lots of people like.
Okay, we just got to talk to straight people. 201-209-9368. We should play some straight people music.
You know what straight people like?
What?
Having sex with members of the opposite gender.
Yep.
There you go.
They're crazy about it.
Yep.
It's not just a fad.
Let's see. There's that song, I'm Straight.
You don't have to play songs about being straight.
Well, then what the hell else are we going to do here?
Girl from Ipanema. Great straight song. That's the song.
Called this number 3.
Who's this?
It's the Modern Lovers, Jonathan Richman. I'm straight.
I got scared. I put it back and
just
tell me, why don't you?
Wait a second.
He's
not talking about being a different meaning, I just realized.
Really?
Yeah.
There's 5 billion songs out there celebrating the straight lifestyle, and you found the one that doesn't.
Well, it's about being straight in terms of not taking drugs. That's what he means.
The Girl from Ipanema is your song. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, why can't the girl enjoy the girl from
Well, there
Ipanema?
Are other versions of that song. That
Here's a song called Heterosexual Man.
Oh, for the love of crack.
You don't want to hear it? Heterosexual Man.
Straight people hate this song. Who's playing? Who's singing this song?
Odds.
It's the Girl from Ipanema, Kenny. It's bossa nova music.
Yeah, all right. Girl from Ipanema.
I'll prove it to you.
This is just because
it's obvious. It's manifestly obvious. I'm straight, and I love that song. It might be the greatest composition in the history of pop music. There we go. And it's not just anecdotal. Don't you love it?
I do love this song. But I think, you know, I think probably a lot of gay people also love this song. This is not a straight person, necessarily a straight person song.
It is. Listen, she's tall and young and slender. She's the girl from Ipanema.
Well, why can't...
He's watching her walk by.
Why can't a woman enjoy... Look.
He's watching her walk by.
Who is it? Astrid Gilberto did the original of this?
Yeah.
That's a woman. There we go. Oh,
yeah.
That's Joao Gilberto.
Yeah, well, he hands off the vocals to her in the second verse.
Really?
Yeah. This is the greatest version of it.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome
to. If I was in the audience while they were recording this, you know what I'd be screaming right now?
What?
English, please. That's what I'd be yelling.
Can I go to a club with you sometime and you yell that out? Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to
Straight. There it is, and then it would have worked. Hey, thanks for Straight Talk. Thanks for calling. 201-209-9368.
You're on the air on Straight Talk.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, hey. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Aren't chicks the greatest?
Love them.
How about those breasts?
Love them.
Love them. Me too, pal.
Well, this kind of excludes, you know, straight women.
Hmm. Good point, Ken. Always
yeah.
thinking.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
What was that? What was that all about?
He confirmed all my theories.
Yeah. So that's this is Straight Talk. We're halfway through the 9 minutes 20 seconds that we decided to devote to straight people.
Some people think 9 minutes 20 seconds is a short time. It's a long, long time, isn't it, Ken?
I feel like we should be devoting more time to the underrepresented groups.
They're perfectly represented. They're exactly represented exactly the right amount.
I feel like this
it's perfectly proportional.
But I feel like this is going to reinforce the fact that we have, you know, 88% male listeners or whatever it is.
That's what we appeal to. You can't argue with it.
All right, so, give me a couple of minutes for straight women.
How about
those men?
How about those George Clooney? He's a dreamboat.
Try Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Oh man, he's dreamy.
Yeah, he's dreamy. It's like he was put together by a machine.
Yeah.
He's like the perfect man.
Did you see Drive?
Imagine him with breasts.
No.
Wait, what?
No. Did you see Drive?
Yeah.
Good movie. Especially the part with Ryan Gosling.
I love Drive. I love that he had 8 lines of dialogue in that movie.
And then what was that movie that he did with Emma Stone?
Where yeah.
He does the move from Dirty Dancing.
With Emma Stone?
Yeah. Where that's his classic pickup move.
Oh, it was something, yeah, something dirty, crazy love? Was that it?
I can't remember. Yeah, but she runs up to him and he... hoists her up in the air, just like Patrick Swayze did with Jennifer Grey in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Dirty Dancing. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about Dirty Dancing.
Okay, you go first. Great heterosexual movie.
Fantastic.
Fantastic, as I recall.
Up there with Ghost.
As a heterosexual movie?
Yeah. I think every Patrick Swayze movie is a great heterosexual movie.
Well, you're in that Patrick Swayze movie because of your big party last week.
That's right. We watched Roadhouse.
That's what you did at your party?
I've seen Roadhouse maybe 15 times, and I still get more and more out of it every time.
Because you watch it ironically. You
no,
watch
I don't
it with a big snark and a smirk.
No, I love it.
Yeah, right.
It has a lot of life lessons in it.
Yeah, right.
Pain don't hurt.
You're just so snarky.
No matter how big a guy is, if you kick him in the knees... he'll come down like a ton of bricks. I noticed in Roadhouse, there's 3 knee kicks in the movie. I never noticed that before. 3 different people get brought down with knee kicks.
That sounds like a great party, Kenny.
It was a great party. We have 2 minutes to go here on Straight Talk on WFMU. We're devoting 9 minutes to straight issues. Not straight drug-wise. We're talking about straight sexual-wise.
So far, we've had a great call. He confirmed my theory about breasts being wonderful.
Yep.
We talked a little bit about Roadhouse.
About Patrick Swayze movies in general. Point Break is another great one.
How about Meatloaf movies?
Meatloaf movies?
Wait, wasn't he in Roadhouse?
Meatloaf?
Wasn't Meatloaf? Didn't he have a little supporting role in Roadhouse?
No. John Doe from the band X...
Oh, Meatloaf. Oh, you know, oh, Meatloaf.
Yeah, are you thinking
oh,
of?
I guess I'm thinking of Fight Club. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Meatloaf was in Fight Club. He had man boobs.
Yeah. Oh, right? There you go. Back to breasts.
Yeah.
Perfect. You've brought the conversation all the way around.
Different kind.
Yeah, kind.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
Oh, we still have a minute to go on Straight Talk here.
So if you're straight and you want to join us.
Yeah, don't be shy. You know.
Don't be ashamed.
Embrace your...
A lot of our presidents have been straight. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Most of them?
Yeah, I'd say most of them. 201-209-9368.
They weren't all straight. Some of them were closeted gay people.
Would you say this breakdown that we did last week reflects the staff at WFMU?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Probably the atheist part does.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see, what we had 55% atheist.
No.
Just so you know, coming up, we're going to be devoting a minute to gay issues and 1 minute, 45 seconds to other sexual orientations.
What are we going to do during the gay minute? That might be a straight call.
Well, we only have 5 seconds left.
Let's take it real quick.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Quick. Welcome to Straight Talk.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, okay.
Is that the end of our Straight Talk?
Yep, Straight Talk is over. All right.
I learned a lot, and we hope we didn't alienate any non-straight people, but don't worry. We're devoting proportional amounts of time to every minority, every ethnic minority.
No.
Every possible sexual orientation.
Well, not really. Just what we came up with last week.
We didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
We threw the phones open, and we gleaned, we learned who's listening.
Okay, well, it's time now.
We have what?
We have 1 minute for gay issues.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
What do you want to play? What song? Queen? What about Queen?
You suggested some Judy Garland.
Oh, Judy Garland.
So we're talking about gay issues now for another 45 seconds or so.
Uh-huh.
Give us a call at 201-209-9368. If you're gay and beautiful, give us a call.
And do we have a different line if you're gay and not so beautiful?
We do.
What is that line?
That's 201-200-9368.
So if you're beautiful, if you're gay and beautiful, 201-209-9368. If you're gay and not quite as beautiful as you'd like to be, 201-200-9368.
Well, I think that gay people are all beautiful.
Please be honest. Please be honest with yourself and with us. Don't waste our time. Don't embarrass us. If you're beautiful, 201-209-9368.
Time's up on the gay issues.
It is?
Yeah, I told you, a minute. Because last week, 7.9%. And you wanted to do this weird thing where you wanted to...
I hope they enjoyed that.
...to divide each section into 12 minutes. All right, so now we're doing a minute 45...
On what?
On other. Transgender, beginning now.
Well, why don't we bring up some headlines about the Virginia bathroom controversy?
Yeah, that's a bunch of BS.
Hold on. Well, tell us why you think that, Ken. Hey, if you want to join in,
Because isn't it worse to have a trans woman?
It's our transsexual. What do we have? 1 minute?
Okay, isn't it worse to have a trans woman walking into the men's bathroom? That's worse. They're actually making it worse with that stupid law.
Making what worse?
Everybody's comfort level. You don't want Caitlyn Jenner walking into the men's bathroom. She identifies as a woman. She looks like a woman. She belongs in the woman's bathroom.
Yeah, well, it's her choice. It's the whole point of the law.
No, it's not her choice. They're saying that she has to go into the men's bathroom. That's the point of the law.
Oh, it's the point of their law. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, we only have 42 seconds left here.
You're right. You're right, Kenny. It would make everyone uncomfortable, including her.
Trans talk here on WFMU.
Well, we really got... It was great to get into the nitty-gritty of that Virginia controversy with you, Ken.
I think North Carolina.
Oh, it was North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into.
Yeah.
You really dug beneath the headlines and got into it.
We're doing a minute 45 on trans issues because last week we had 14.5% of our listeners.
Hey, call us up if you want to add to the discussion. 201-209-9368.
You'll have to call real quick. We only have 5 seconds left. And we're done.
That's it.
Okay. All right. We are done with the section.
Phew! I didn't think that segment would ever end.
We are done with the sexual orientation.
Woo! Thank the Lord. Let's just take a deep breath. I think that was the biggest hump to get past. Woo! Well done, Ken.
Oh, Andy, yeah, you have you have whites coming up.
Oh, okay then. Well, that's nothing. So easy.
You have males coming up.
Play some Carole King.
Jews coming up.
Oh, God, that's nothing. Okay. Jews, it's so easy. It's probably like rolling off a log.
All right, so now we are going to...
By the way, Jews will roll off a log. You put a Jew on a log, believe me, he's going to get wet.
Anybody's going to roll off a log.
Jews will roll off pretty quickly.
Anybody will.
This is the perfect kind of stuff to talk about in our Jewish segment.
What, rolling off logs?
Jews' sense of equilibrium.
You're talking about a log in the water or a log?
A log in the water, yeah.
It's really hard to stand on a log in the water, I'll have you know.
Well, because we're Jewish.
No, anybody would have a problem.
Well, look, I'm Jewish, I have a problem. You're Jewish, you have a problem.
Have you ever been on a log in the water?
It's very hard.
You've never done it.
I wouldn't even try. You've got to be some kind of super goyim. Okay, so this is great.
Well, that's,
hey, join our talk. Join our. Are we onto religion now?
I guess so. And I think,
guess we are.
Yeah, and I think we've just done our minute 10 seconds on Jews.
That was it.
That was it. It's done.
Who's next?
The Christ ones.
The Christ ones. Oh, that's a whole plethora of religion. Whole cluster.
2 minutes 20 seconds. If you're a Seventh Day Adventist, Christian, Catholic.
Now why? 2 minutes 20 seconds. How many Christ ones called in last week?
18.5%. So we're now doing 18.5% of 12 minutes because we're devoting 12 minutes to the topic of religion. So
let's play some religious
Christian
music.
Right.
Yeah, Christian music. Some Christian rock. Or how about Dylan, if you got to serve somebody? Right?
How about some real Christian music?
Okay. You go, girl. You go, girl. You type.
Here we go.
Who did you find? I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Al Green.
He's got something going on up above his head.
He hears music up above his head.
You know what it might be? The neighbor upstairs.
No, I think he's talking about God.
I think shortly after he composed the song, he realized it was the neighbor upstairs. There was some kind of heated argument. I think the police were called.
No, I'm pretty sure he's saying that he, you know, up above his head in heaven is God, and God is making beautiful sounds. And
all right, then.
Yeah.
You go, Al Green. Hey, so if you're one of the Christ ones, give us a call and tell us about what your religion means to you. 201-209-9368.
We are pandering to all the sexual, race, gender, and religious groups that we polled last week. That's why we are devoting a proportional amount to the Christ ones right now. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to be exact, and we have 24 seconds to go.
That's it, really?
Yep. Time flies when you're pandering.
Boy, you're a tough taskmaster. Boy, you're really keeping strict time.
So give us a call.
And then who's up next? Maybe someone should get. Maybe we should prep the calls.
Other.
What does other mean? Not atheist.
Not atheist. Not Jewish. Not Christ ones. All right, time's up.
How many seconds does the others get?
Well, do we want to do atheist now, or do we want to save that for the end?
Whatever you want, Kenny.
Okay, we're going to do other religions now. 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Name some other religions. You mean like Buddhists?
Buddhists, Hindus.
Hindu.
Baha'i, Jainism, Scientology.
Did we get any Scientologists calling last
no.
week?
No. Let's play some.
Well, they wouldn't admit it to you.
Oh, sure they would. They're proud.
Have you ever had a Scientologist calling FMU?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then come on.
Well, they don't identify and Scientology. Last week they just said other.
Okay, what are you going to play?
I have the Scientology creation myth here.
The following is completely secret and absolutely serious. It is the story of the universe as described in the most sacred literature of the Church of Scientology.
See?
75 million years ago, there was an...
Oh, they're going to talk... Named Xenu.
Ruled 76 planets.
Xenu, right? Hey, you're from Hollywood. Do you know any Scientologists? You're the one who would know Scientologists.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone that identified himself or herself as a Scientologist, but I guess I've met them and not known it.
Have you seen the big Scientology billboards that they have up in Hollywood?
Yes, and in fact, when I first moved to Hollywood as a teenager, I did get a meeting with them. They did bring me in off the street. They love bombed me.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
How did that go?
Into their It was kind of an interview, but they were. It was like three of them. I have a very vague memory of it.
Did they do the e-meter on you? Did they attach you to electrodes? And you know?
No, I would remember that.
Yeah.
It was, I guess, a very preliminary interview.
Huh. Well, I guess you were not accepted. That's it.
I guess some answer I gave them tripped some alarm. Some red flag went up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it could have been.
Okay, well, now we are going to do 6 minutes for atheists. 6 minutes and 40 seconds beginning now. Are you an atheist? Give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you're not an atheist, let's call and try to convince Ken that God exists.
Okay.
Think of the most beautiful, wonderful experience that can only be explained by a divine presence. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. It's Atheist Talk.
Don't you think that Paul McCartney meeting John Lennon is proof that God exists?
John was drunk.
John was drunk in the Skittle Band?
Yeah, the Quarrymen.
The Quarrymen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't he like 16 or 17?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's proof of God existing.
I would say you're wrong.
Yeah. That's proof that God exists, is Paul McCartney met John Lennon?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But they didn't end up as friends. They ended up hating each other.
How about the music of Boz Scaggs?
Oh, the Dirty Lowdown?
Yeah, that's pretty holy music. Pretty wonderful.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't do it either for you.
If you listen carefully, my friends, you can hear Andy Breckman's Restless Leg Syndrome. Listen very carefully. Don't stop shaking your leg now. It was going out over the air.
He'll do it.
Your Restless Leg Syndrome.
I do have that condition.
Yes.
Wait, there's a word for that. Wait, you know all these neurological conditions. What's the word for it?
RLS.
No. There's a scientific word for it.
The shakes?
I've only met one other person that really has it.
Tremors?
It's not tremors.
Delirium tremens? Hi, welcome to Atheist Talk. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say, just real quick, that I, too, am atheist.
All right.
I too, actually have trouble staying afloat on a rolling log.
Yeah, see that, Andy? It's not just Jews. Atheists also have trouble standing on a floating log.
I believe Jews would fall off first.
No, I don't think so. I actually have had contests on a floating log, and I do fairly well. I actually won most of my spinoffs, we call them.
I do fairly well.
Yeah.
I actually won most of my spinoffs, as we call them.
That's quick impression. I don't usually do impressions.
Yeah, it's
I can do a quick impression of Ken Friedman.
Yeah, it's uncanny.
I do fairly well on the floating log.
Let me tell you something. Atheists love to brag.
Yeah.
About their sense of balance.
Well, caller, back to you. How's your godless lifestyle doing today?
It's doing pretty good.
Good.
I can't complain.
You know, if you believed in God, you might have a job, caller.
He has a job.
I don't think he does have a job.
Yes, he does.
I'll bet you a nickel this guy doesn't have a job.
Okay, you're on. Caller, do you have a job?
Whoever said I bet you a nickel, I think just got a nickel. I am unemployed.
Ken, please. Look. Doesn't believe in God. He's a godless FMU fan.
Right.
Who the hell's rolling out the carpet for these guys?
Put me down for a nickel.
Yeah, you owe me a nickel.
I don't have a nickel on me.
Oh, big surprise.
All right, well, thanks.
Is that because it says "In God We Trust" on the back?
That's part of it. That's part of my problem with currency.
Yeah, part of your problem.
Well, I mean, if you accept currency and you use it, then you're buying into the religious propaganda.
Exactly. Hey, let's talk to some more atheists.
All right. Moving on. Thanks, caller. We're moving on Atheist Talk. You're on the air. Welcome to your godless talk show. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air on Atheist Talk.
Great.
How's your godless lifestyle doing today?
My godless lifestyle is pretty damn good.
I'd say so. See that, Andy?
Yeah. Think how great it would be if you believed in God, if God was helping you out.
And she has a job, don't you?
I have a job.
Yeah,
I'm helping me out.
You're helping yourself out.
Which is even better.
Until you're in the foxhole.
No foxholes.
Until the poop hits the fan.
The poop has hit the fan, and I'm just fine.
Yeah, Andy. What's your
problem? So you never feel overwhelmed. You never feel you have to turn to someone greater than yourself.
I feel overwhelmed, but I don't think I need anything greater than other people.
Yeah. Turn to your friends and your family.
How's that working out for you, Ken?
And your pets. Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
one pet died?
Yeah.
Getting a new pet.
Well, maybe the pet wouldn't have died if you believed in God, if you prayed a little.
No, he was old.
I pray sometimes, and my pet didn't die. Proof.
You've had pets that
died. QED.
I know you've had
pets. Because I forget to pray for them. No one who's ever prayed for a pet has lost that pet. That's a fact.
That is not true. Tons of pets have died that have been prayed for.
Not prayed for correctly. Not prayed for the Andy way.
So you're saying that pets are immortal?
If they're prayed over correctly.
And how do you correctly pray for a pet?
Well, then you have to get the whole pamphlet. You have to get my whole packet.
Oh, how much does your packet cost?
$19.99 plus shipping and handling.
And they can buy that at
How to Pray Correctly.
UncleanDYToys.com. You can pay by PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Your pet will live forever. Oh, my God. That's a money-making. That is a money-making idea.
We have an atheist on the line.
Your pet will live forever.
Andy, say.
Or your money back.
Address our atheist caller.
Oh, yes. Hey, did you, now, were you raised in an atheist family, or did you go your own way?
No, I was actually raised Roman Catholic.
And at what was the moment where you said, this isn't working for me, this doesn't feel like home?
I think there were a lot of moments.
5 seconds.
A lot of hypocrisy and just
exactly
of a revelation that I didn't get.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
That ends Atheist Talk for another week. And we are now moving on to race.
Okay, then.
Devoting 12 minutes to race.
Okay. How do we divide that up?
88% or 11 minutes for white people.
Go from Ipanema. Play it again.
Okay, we're starting right now. Okay.
It works for straights and whites.
Well, wait a second. That's a Brazilian tune.
Oh, good point. Good point.
There's a lot of black and brown people in Brazil. It's not all white people in Brazil.
Ken, you've saved me from embarrassing myself. Thank you.
Have you been watching the Olympics?
I'm saying thank you. Yeah, how are the white people doing?
White people are doing pretty well.
All right, then.
I know a couple of them won gold yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
Tell me who.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Is that his 19th and 20th gold that he's ever won?
I think 21st.
And you say he's a white fella.
He is a white guy. And I believe there is
that. Couldn't have been prouder.
That American swimmer, she won gold. She's white. She beat the Russian doping swimmer.
Uh-huh.
That was a real victory for white people.
Yeah, I'm sorry that the dopers lost out on that, Ken. I know you take that personally.
Yeah, well, it's not fair.
Yeah. Maybe the druggies can have their own Olympics. Just for dopers.
Yeah, if you want to see real performance.
Yeah.
Set
world record after world record after world record. Pretty fantastic idea.
Those are the real world records.
Yeah.
Anybody not doping can't even come close. I bled dope for my own radio shows.
You bled dope?
No, I blood dope.
You blood dope to get ready for your Wednesday morning show?
Yeah.
I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, I've heard your Wednesday morning show are so tightly programmed, you don't have time to do the public service emergency broadcast.
Well, I can do public
test.
Service announcements. I just can't do emergency alert system.
That's how good your show is. Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's White Talk here. What do you think about that David Duke?
He's very white, isn't he?
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Donald Trump supporter. Running for Senate in Louisiana.
He is? Yep. He's officially declared?
Yeah. Because he's encouraged by Donald Trump. Speaking of white people.
Yeah. Donald Trump's a white guy.
Second Amendment people, mostly white. They're going to take out Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, as I heard. I heard there's a controversy.
It's Caucasian Talk here on WFMU. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm white.
Nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, you should be very proud. In fact.
Well, I I wanted to talk. I need godlessness. That's why I tune in.
You need what? God lessons?
Godlessness.
No, godlessness.
Oh, godlessness.
Godlessness.
Well, we devoted.
I just wanted to talk to a priest. I feel like I need something godless now.
Well, may I recommend WFMU 91.1?
Well, she probably does fit into the main demographic that we have, which is white atheists.
And I'm bisexual.
Let me tell you something about white people. 44, okay. Let me see, 43 and a half of our presidents have been white.
That's true.
43 and a half. Oh, you're counting Barack Obama.
As half. That's half. That's amazing. That's a very high percentage.
Are you saying that like it's a good thing?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Out of 44 presidents, we have 43.5% in our column.
No, way more than 43.5%.
I mean, 43.5. That's our number.
Yeah, you got like 99%.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty damn great. And you add, okay, Michael Phelps. Yeah, that swimmer you mentioned.
Mark Spitz.
John Cusack, a great actor. White fella.
White guy.
Well, white fella. Every James Bond. Every single James Bond.
Are you sure?
Top to bottom. Every single one.
Not for long. No, the next 007 is going to be black.
There you go. End of okay. Your perfect
Idris
run.
Idris Elba. That's his name? Elba. Idris Elba. He's going to be the next 007.
Oh, well, we had a great run.
Yeah.
He's handsome, though.
We'll always remember these days as the glory years.
Sean Connery wasn't white.
Hey! No. Hey, take that back. That's not even
Scottish.
Funny, Ken.
He was from Sri Lanka.
He was Scottish.
Oh, Scottish. Okay.
Scottish.
This is fantastic. Nothing, the Caucasian hour is going fantastically. How much more time do we have on this?
Oh, we have time enough to do an emergency alert system.
Why don't we play some white music? May I recommend Tapestry by Carole King?
Why is that white music?
We can't get whiter.
Do you have nothing godless for me?
Well,
really?
Well, our godless hour is already over.
Oh, I should have called earlier if I had only known.
Yeah, I guess God didn't remind you.
He doesn't remind me anyway. He doesn't exist.
I have a godless Carole King song. Here we go.
I'm not going to tell God you said that.
You do that.
This is a godless Carole King song?
Yeah, it's kind of like druggy.
Oh,
there's the Monkees.
Right up my alley.
It's the Monkees. They jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, so it's kind of celebrating suicide. And
this you should have found out how many of us are dopers.
Yeah, we should
damn
have done
straight.
That.
Yeah, if we
I
had had
that's a high percentage.
Drug.
Yeah, I bet that is a high percentage.
You're absolutely
then we
right.
We that Olympics thing you were talking about.
We should do drug orientation next time.
Yeah.
So you listen to them
with lots of drugs.
Now I wonder how many of our listeners are like me. They're straight edge. They've never been stoned.
Very few.
Very, very few. I don't know any of the new listeners like that.
Do you know anybody like that?
No.
You are the only person. You really are the only person I know who's never touched alcohol or pot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like my 4-year-old nephew.
You are. I don't know.
Well, and her 4-year-old nephew.
What's your 4-year-old nephew's name?
Ryan.
Okay.
And
White.
Why, you want to spend a little time with him?
No.
Indoctrinate him?
No.
No.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't you.
Bloody thing, no.
And what's your name, atheist white woman caller?
Megan. I called last week during the demographic checkout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was a bisexual, as I remember.
Yeah, I still am.
Are you still bisexual? That hasn't changed over the course of the week?
No, oh, over you're... the last week, no. I'm still. It's going to stay that way, probably.
Now, your last physical hookup, was it with a man or a woman?
The last one was with a dude. I'm married.
Oh, okay, then.
But I still...
So when an attractive woman walks, when the girl from Ipanema walks by, you and your husband both turn their heads. Is that how it works?
Absolutely. That is exactly how it works. And then if we could both better, we'll do it together.
Dear God, they're swingers. She's a swinger, Ken. She's a doper swinger atheist, Ken.
Are you?
A doper swinger atheist, yes.
Are you a swinger?
Didn't you just hear what she said?
Do your husband...
She and her husband would both like to have the girl from Ipanema come back to the hotel
room. That's the girl
room.
From Ipanema. That's hypothetical.
The girl from Ipanema, too. Definitely.
Are you and your husband really swingers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. With other FMU listeners sometimes.
Do you go to swinger parties?
Wait, listen to this, Ken.
People come over and have sex with us.
With other FMU listeners, Ken. Picture that. Let's just pause and picture that, Ken.
No, no.
Don't picture that.
No.
That's not attractive.
Yeah, I can't picture that.
Next time you go to an FMU party or gathering, next time you're at one of your Lonely Hippie Parade record fairs, stop and picture these people hooking up in couples and groups. Groups of four, six, eight.
Oh, I used to date an FMU DJ.
Oh, who is that?
I was bisexual.
Who, might I ask?
Ricks.
Really?
Do you remember Ricks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dated him for 4 or 5 years.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I met him once, and it seemed to me, I just got these vibes, he swang both ways.
No, no, not at all.
No, he was straight.
Oh, he was straight.
He
oh, yeah.
He only likes chicks.
He only liked chicks.
He only liked chicks. He's not with us in this world anymore.
Yeah, rest in peace, Ricks.
Rest in peace, Ricks. Well, it's easy to claim
he's not
someone's
with God
passed away.
Because he was an atheist.
I wonder if he was an atheist.
So we're still doing Caucasian talk here, but we're drifting because, you know, white
I
people.
I do that. I drift also.
Yeah.
How many more minutes do we have for this Caucasian talk?
2 minutes and 15 seconds. Enough time to do an emergency alert system test, which is a very...
7 seconds away, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble for that?
Nope. Oh, yes. I got it.
Good
okay,
job.
let's do this
okay, thanks,
emergency
Megan.
Broadcast.
We're going to do a really white thing right now. We're going to do a test of the emergency alert system.
Now, what are people going to hear at home?
They're going to hear some electronic belching.
For how long?
For maybe 20 seconds. Don't tune out, because we're going to be right back with more white person talking.
Why
music.
Would they tune out? It's going to be more entertaining than anything we've been offering.
This station is now conducting a test of the emergency alert system. All right, we're back.
And that's when I guess I first realized how I felt about you. It was kind of a big moment in
my life. What? When? I missed it. It was during the emergency alert system.
Oh, well, sorry. I'm not going to repeat it. It was a pretty heartfelt story. Hey, we have 11 minutes left. What do we do about that?
Well, we have 1 minute left of white talk here. Then we're going to have to race through. I mean, I know we're doing 50 seconds of Hispanic.
Okay, then. Talk. Ready to go. Girl from Ipanema.
What are you talking about?
They love Girl from Ipanema.
Okay, we're going on to 50 seconds of Hispanic talk now?
Well, okay. Latino or Portuguese or Brazilian. Okay, Hispanic talk. If
this
you're Hispanic, 201-209-9368, we want to hear from you. Do you speak enough Spanish to have a conversation in Spanish?
Un poco.
Un poco.
And we have 25 seconds
to go. Why don't
we
play a little Poco? At least they'll appreciate the name of the band.
No, Poco. Poco's an American band.
I know, but the name of the band. 201-209-9368. What are you playing?
I'm playing Santana.
For our listeners.
Our seven, what is it?
How many did we have?
I'm trying to figure out. 6.8% of the people who called.
How many is that? It's four people?
No, it was five. It was five people.
Okay.
And that ends our Hispanic portion of the show.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. It's a big tent here on WFMU.
And now the next one you have to do on your own, Andy.
Sure. What is it?
We are going to salute the 3.9% of our listeners who are African American.
Okay. Hey, play some hip hop. They love that. They love the hip hop music.
Well, everybody loves hip hop music.
No, I'm being serious. They love the hip hop music.
No, I mean every.
Oh, you mean white people pretend to love it? Oh,
no,
I get what you're saying.
No, everybody.
Yeah, everybody loves it. Wink, wink. I got you. I got you, Ken. I know exactly what you're saying. Here we go. This is for you, my brothers.
Oh, I hope that.
Hey.
There we go.
They love the curse words.
25 seconds.
Okay, my brothers.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was for you. That was from the heart.
And now...
That's for the community out there. We're keeping it real, right, Ken?
Yeah,
we are. Oh, now we're not keeping it real anymore. We've moved on. Who are we addressing now?
Oh, we're about to address the Asian listeners.
We have one Asian listener.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Herb.
Herb? This is for you. What are we going to play for Herb?
Oh, God, I wish I had something. I can't play Chinese Democracy.
Why can't you play?
I can play Chinese Relaxation music.
There you go. This is for you, Herb.
Last week we had 1.3% of our listeners calling up who identified themselves as Asian, and that was Herb. So today we... 12 seconds is up. All right.
Done and done.
Done with that.
Check it off.
And now
this
we're doing...
This is how you build a coalition. This is our rainbow coalition.
And now, Andy, your favorite part of the show?
Yeah.
9 minutes devoted to men.
Oh, we're doing...
Men, men, men.
We're doing gender?
Yeah.
Girl from Ipanema.
Come on, start counter. There we go. All right, 9 minutes, because 75% of our callers last week were male, and then 21% were female.
Does that reflect the station, do you think, 75-25?
Nope, we're better than that.
You mean our show skews more male?
Yes, based on last week's little survey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we want male music.
It's funny. Guys want to be me. Women want to be with me. Do you find that to be true with yourself?
No.
Well, you're so busy log rolling. Women don't get a chance to even get to know you.
All right, here's some...
I wish Ken would get off that log. That's what women were saying. That's what women say.
Here's some male music. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Doing Only Want to Be With You.
My opinion, Hootie carries this band.
I disagree. I think without a Blowfish or two, he'd be nowhere.
Maybe someday we'll find out.
All right, that's enough Hootie and the Blowfish.
Men love that.
Corey loves Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hey, if you're a man, give us a call and we'll talk about men crap. 201-209-9368.
When you were a kid, did you do sports as a kid? Did you ever have to wear a jock strap or a cup or anything?
I did Little League for a number of years. I certainly wasn't a standout at Little League.
Did you wear a jock strap?
I did in Little League. Oh, you know what? Also, this will date me. When I was a kid, there was a mandatory gym class.
Uh-huh.
Did you remember that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, with showers and lockers.
Of course. Yeah.
I don't think they still do that.
Really?
I don't think so.
How do they test kids for hernias?
Well, I do it in my van.
You get the... Yeah, well, I know what goes on in your van.
My hernia testing van. Coming to a park and playground near you. Public service that I offer.
Yeah. Do you still have any nurses working for you? Did you lay them all
off? No. It's just a one-man operation.
Yeah. I know that's the way you always wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you still licensed?
You're asking who holds them down is what you're asking.
Yeah. I mean, are you using straps now or chloroform or what?
I got to get me some more chloroform.
All right. It's men talk.
This is not men talk.
This is the men talk Andy Breckman style.
I take it. I want the last 3 minutes back so badly. 201-209-9368. Hey, we're talking to men about manly things.
Manly things like football, jock straps, chloroform. You're on the air.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, how you doing? Are you a man?
Yes, I am.
You love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Right. Yeah, you know what I love is that song that goes like, I'm a man.
Oh, yeah.
That's 21.
Is that B.B. King?
Oh, a lot of people do that. That was in Roadhouse.
Yeah, Meatloaf sang it, I think.
Roadhouse. Oh, Bo Diddley. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, so many people do this.
My favorite part is where it goes, I'm a man.
That part where you kind of fake.
I can totally relate to that.
Fake stutters. Yeah.
I could totally see what he's going through as a man, because I'm a man.
Yeah.
And men sometimes stutter when they get excited, when they're proclaiming their manliness.
I think men stutter more than women.
Do you think men stutter more than women? I bet that is true.
Bet you it is true.
My father stuttered.
Yeah.
It affected
him.
He was a man, and it truly affected him his whole life.
Wow, he never got over it?
I think he didn't stutter much as an adult, but he was shy, and he was not a public speaker. And I think it was just because it lingered.
Probably from falling off so many logs.
Well, yeah, as a Jewish man, he just couldn't stay up there.
Yeah, he should have stopped accepting the challenge.
The only Jew I know that really excelled at log rolling is my friend Ken Friedman.
Well, that's
ask him. You don't believe me? Ask him. How are you on the log rolling, Ken?
Pretty damn good. I'm pretty damn good. I'll admit that the logs that I roll are tied at both ends. They're not free-floating logs. I haven't had the chance to try that yet, but they're still floating. They're held in place
by
ropes.
Do they rotate, though?
Yeah, they rotate. Yeah, they're hollowed out. Rope goes through the entire center of the log.
Now, what is your technique? Do you try to keep the log from rolling, or do you allow it to roll and just step along with it?
I just rush the other person and push them off. And then by moving, you're maintaining your balance. See, most people think that you just try to stand on the log and let the other guy try to stand on the log. No, you rush the other person, because by running along the log lengthwise, it helps you stay on the log.
So when you say you're good at log rolling, you mean there's a contest involved. There's like some kind of gladiator, some sort of...
Well, there's two people on the log, and you see
there's two people on the log?
Yeah.
You mean like Robin Hood meeting... Wait, what was the scene in Robin Hood?
What are you talking about?
The famous scene in Robin Hood. It's how we met Big John. Wait, Big... Who was Robin... Little John.
What, are you talking about the Errol Flynn version of Robin Hood?
In every version of Robin Hood, they meet on a log. Am I wrong about this?
I think you saw the gay version of Robin Hood.
Well, that might be true. They were naked. I'm not saying they weren't naked, but they met on the log.
You saw this at a movie theater?
Like,
was it like a midnight show?
Robin Hood met, is it Little John? Or wait, what was his friend?
Well, the version that you saw was probably Big John.
It wasn't a gay porn. It's every version, every mainstream version of Robin Hood.
It sounds like gay porn, but it's fine because we're not doing sexual orientation right now.
By the way, if you're ever wondering why I hate you, it's because of moments like this. It's Robin Hood. It's not gay porn.
And the ixnay on that a-gay.
Let's ask a real man. Caller, do you know what Andy's talking about?
With the log scene in Robin Hood.
Yeah, the gay porno is the gay porno version of Robin Hood.
I don't think we're supposed to be talking about that anymore.
Where he does reverse cowgirl with Big John.
May I go home soon?
Yeah.
May I go home soon?
Is the version with Ron Jeremy as Big John?
I haven't seen that.
Is there anyone we've left out from our demographics?
Yes.
Wait, we didn't get to it? I thought we timed this out perfectly.
I think we blew it. We have to devote... Okay, bye, caller. We have to devote the last 2.5 minutes to women and then other.
Girl from Ipanema.
So everything's the girl from Ipanema.
It's a magical, magical song in that way.
So if you're a woman, we're devoting the last 2.5 minutes of our program to women, because last week...
You haven't even mentioned my new watch.
21% of
It's an automatic watch. It never needs winding. It's self-winding.
Yeah, I mean, that's nothing new. You understand that, right?
It's new to me.
Self-winding watches. It's like just the motion of your arm.
Yeah.
So you should wear it on your leg, because you have RLS.
I guess if I need to wind it up quickly, you're right.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I could rent my leg out to other people with self-winding watches.
So why are you so excited to have a self-winding watch as opposed to just like a watch with a battery in it?
I never had one. And look, it's kind of transparent. You can see the inner workings of it.
Oh, that's cool.
It is very cool.
I do like that.
Yeah. Well, the chicks love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a chick magnet.
Well, it's not working right now.
No, it hasn't worked ever.
Yeah.
Ever. I've got to have a word with that salesman.
Yeah, last couple of minutes of 7-second delay devoting it to women.
And how much they love self-winding watches and
self-winding
men that wear
watches
them.
And Girl from Ipanema and the lesbian version of Robin Hood.
So what's going on this week?
Well, I think we're out of time. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount
Hope. Hey, I should tell you. Hey, my son Evan went to Bucks Rock Camp, and they have a radio station there.
Really?
And he's been on the air there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I hope he taped it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
I know. I'll tell him you said that.
All right. Thank you to Veronica. Thank you to Amy Vogel. And thank you to Nick the Bard. And thanks to everybody who called up tonight and represented last week. Especially the atheists.
I'm going home.
You rock, atheists. Stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue coming right up.
Do it for me. Welcome to the program. It's like a dirty janitor bucket outside with mosquitoes flying around it. I didn't think it could possibly be this humid without rain coming down. I had no idea. Folks, welcome to the program. My name is Sue Braun. We're not here to talk about the weather again. We're here to do some radio, some call-in radio. We're here to stream some video that you can't control, but Technocrat Leach, my partner in not so much crime as just sort of like petty idiocy.
It should be a crime, though.
You would think.
Listen, if you're a congressman or senator or representative out there, please make this a crime. I don't want to do it anymore. But I just I'm led to this life through all of my bad decisions in my past.
It was it was that early diapering mistake on your parents' behalf.
Yeah. When they were putting the diaper on me, they weren't studying flashcards for the SATs with me.
Yeah.
So I think I didn't really get a head start in this life.
It happens to the best of us.
It was the 80s.
That's what they blame it on. It was the 80s. It used to be, hey, it was the 60s. And then, like, hey, man, it was the 70s. Now we can say it was the 80s. When does it then? Now I am here starting to hear, hey, it was the 90s, man. That has to do with bad fashion choices. You know, I wore that dumb hat because it was the 90s. But I see plenty of dumb hats still to this day. Hey, everybody. 201-536-9368. We are. Indeed, we are. I'm wearing my, I think it's a Bucky Beaver tank top that I got at a Bucky's pit stop somewhere along the Southern Highway. And it didn't fit good before, but now it fits nice. So now I have a beaver on my chest, and I'm just like waiting for that one bold person to just come up to me and say, "Hey, nice beaver." You know, how much moxie will someone have to say that to me? I'm gonna start wearing this out in public a lot more. See, once I get connected to a piece of clothing, like, I'll wear that clothing all the time. So if you know me, I'm usually wearing something that you've seen me wear before. So it was a real big deal for me to gather up a bunch of garbage to take to Goodwill, which is still sitting in the back of my car, by the way. A bunch of crap, a bunch of garbage. Stuff never seems to really go away, but I'm trying my best. I'm not a hoarder. I don't want to be one of those people, but it's taken a lot of years to, like, shred all those old bills and old tax returns and all that stuff. And so I just want to get down to Leach, I'm actually planning for my death. You get to an age where you're just like, what if I drop dead? Then somebody else has all this garbage and they're just going to curse me. Like, oh.
One man's garbage, one man's old tax returns is another man's treasure. That's what I say. So keep all those things.
You think?
Get more cats, too.
I don't know. It's sort of like, do you want to be remembered by the loved one who clears out your stuff? You know, they're going to be holding on to every piece of garbage, or they're just going to get angry. They're going to go through all the motions of grief, including anger. Like, why did she keep all this crap? So stop being so selfish, people. Do everybody a favor and clear out your stuff. Not because of some book, some organizer, some Chinese organizer.